all your life, you've planned and taken care of the people you love. They always knew you had a plan. Taking care of your final wishes will give them one final gift. Buying your headstones direct through Thomas Monument saves your loved ones additional stress during a difficult time and saves money by cutting out the middleman. Call 317-244-6525 or go online to thomasmonument.com to understand why families have trusted us since 1962.
Hey, Indy, Sid here with Killa Dent Removal. We specialize in a paint-free repair process known as PDR. Our certified master technicians remove dents and dings of all shapes and sizes, including hail damage, with zero body fillers, zero painting, and zero diminished value. Most repairs are completed the same day, many even while you wait. Check us out at KillaDentRemoval.com. And remember, folks, don't paint your car. Go PDR.
Our healthcare system is a mess, but you don't have to be one of its victims. How? By exercising your power of choice. Choose to be treated as an individual and not just a number. Choose to partner with a doctor who proactively helps you stay healthy. Choose to heal with Alpha Omega Wellness. Visit alphaomegawellness.com to learn more about how you can take control of your health today. That's alphaomegawellness.com. Alpha Omega Wellness, making healthcare convenient, affordable, and personalized.
At Greg Hubler Auto Group, every day is a great day to buy a vehicle because every vehicle comes with the Greg Hubler Promise. On top of big savings, you'll also get scheduled maintenance included, complimentary roadside assistance, service pickup and drop-off, and a car wash with every service visit. Shop new Ford, Hyundai, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, plus tons of used makes and models across four central Indiana locations. The Greg Hubler Promise comes with every vehicle purchase. Visit GregHublerAuto.com to learn more.
The printing industry has changed a lot since we opened for business in 1931, but what our clients expect from us really hasn't changed. Quality print, fast turnaround, and competitive prices. We've learned a lot at Moeller Printing over 86 years and three generations. Why not put that experience to work for you? Call 317-353-2224 and mention discount code RADIO to receive 10% off your first order. Call Moeller Printing at 317-353-2224.
Buying a home? Call Zuluscape. Selling a home? Call Zuluscape. Remodeling a home? Call Zuluscape. Need a rental property? Call Zuluscape. Painting, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, or flooring needs? You guessed it, Zuluscape. Call 317-663-8485. Can't reach a phone? Visit Zuluscape.com. That's Zuluscape, Zuluscape.com. Zuluscape, showing your home the love it deserves.
Attention, you're listening to the Todd Huff Radio Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk radio. Be advised that the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. Here's your conservative, but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Hey, everybody. Todd Huff is not actually with us today. I'm John Crane, and I've had the privilege from time to time to come in here to the studio at Todd's request and fill the guest host chair. And I'm so grateful to be with you again today. And special thanks to my good friend Todd Huff for the invitation to come in. I don't know if you're like me. You probably wear quite a number of hats in your life, and I wear a number of hats in my vocational life, and a lot of what I do is leadership training and cultural engagement and those kinds of things. But one of the hats that I wear all the time, and it kind of overshadows everything else, is that I have the privilege of being a senator here in the state of Indiana. I was elected in 2016 and then reelected in 2020, and so I'm in my second term. And as I tell people all the time, when it came to politics, I used to have all the answers. And then I got elected to office, and I began to realize how big the gap is between the outside world and what happens inside the Capitol, whether it's at the state level or especially at the federal level. And I had no way of knowing that. I think back to a conversation I heard just this past spring during one of our Lincoln Day dinners here in Indiana. And they had different candidates that were giving talks. And presenting themselves and first-time candidates, and heard a great talk. I heard one of the ladies give a talk about how she's going to get in there and she's going to fight for freedom and she's going to stand for this and she's going to roll back mandates and she's going to do all these kinds of things. And I leaned over to my friend who was sitting right next to me and I said, man, that is a great speech. I gave that same speech about 7 years ago. And if I had the opportunity to sit down with her now, I would say that was fantastic. And I think you're standing on all the right principles. The question is, how do you propose to do that? Because once you get on the inside, it's a matter of not just where do you stand, but how do you work with people? How do you get them to come to your way of thinking? And so part of what I want to do today is just to invite you in, provide a little perspective, touch on a couple of key issues that I think all of us need to understand if we are going to continue to advocate for the things that we care about. Obviously, in my role, we have a lot of folks that come down to the Capitol, and they're tour groups or sometimes they're individuals that come in. Obviously, we get a lot of protesters from time to time. And I think back to one of the greatest experiences that I had, which was earlier this year, back at the end of March. We had just wrapped up our session, our 2022 session, and a couple weeks prior, I had been invited to a school in my area that's focused on adult education. And the folks that were in that school represented a variety of different countries from around the world. So they were largely an international school. These were adults who had made their way to the United States. They were trying to better their lives. They were seeking to get an education, to learn English, to learn how to improve their job skills and all those kinds of things. And so I came to the school, and they rolled out the red carpet and gave me the official tour. And as they were talking, they mentioned their citizenship class. Well, that obviously piqued my attention, and so I started asking some questions, and I talked to my host, and I said, you know, if it's ever valuable, I'd be happy to come in and talk to these folks and give them a sense of what it's like. And I said, in fact, have you ever invited them to the statehouse so that they can see what is happening there? She said, no, they never had. So I said, let's make that happen. The end of March, she brought 12 adults from countries like Haiti, the Middle East. They had some folks from South America. They had folks from Central America, Africa, all kinds of different places. And it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. As soon as I met up with them, every single one of them had their cell phones out. They're walking through this cavernous capital. We weren't in session, so it was largely ours to tour. And they had all their cell phones out, and they were taking pictures, and they were taking video, and they were just taking this entire experience in. They couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. It was like, you know, they were kids at Disney World. And I'm sitting there watching this, kind of amused, because very few people come down to the Capitol and have that kind of awe at what's before them. So I took them on this tour and kind of gave them a behind-the-scenes tour. We went up into the caucus room, and we went down onto the Senate floor, and I took them upstairs to the gallery. Now, the gallery is the public space in the upper deck, so to speak, in the Senate chamber. And I explained to them, I said, this space here and the corresponding space next door in the House of Representatives, the gallery there, are two of the most important spaces in this entire building. And the reason why is because you as a citizen can come here and watch and engage with your government. You can actually sit in the room and watch the proceedings. And you can, in this building, reach out, talk to them, have conversations with them, provide input to them. These folks couldn't believe it. They literally did not believe it. Are you serious? I said, yes, I'm absolutely serious. Well, it makes total sense, right? From their perspective, from their countries of origin, the idea that you could come and actually be involved in your government and your governance was something beyond their imagination. And yet, that's what it's like here in the United States of America. That's amazing. And I think it's something that for those of us who are native born here in America, we have lost sight of truly what a unique opportunity and privilege this is. And I think about that because oftentimes we have citizens who come and they want to plead their case for this or that, and they don't fully grasp how unique that is. They just expect it, right? There's this kind of assumption of, hey, it's we the people, and you should be able to do what we tell you to do, and don't fully grasp that there is a relational dynamic that goes on there, and this freedom that is afforded citizens to be able to petition their government is truly unique in the world. And yet we also know that as we look at the United States, it sure feels like we're on a downward trajectory. And that's very disheartening to me. And I'm sure if we could go back in time, it would be especially disheartening to our founding fathers and all those who laid themselves, their families, and their fortunes on the line so that we could enjoy the freedoms that we have today. But that's exactly why we need to stay engaged. I think about the fact that we just had a special session here in Indiana back in late July and early August, and as circumstances played out, our special session ended up focusing largely on the abortion issue. We became the first state in the union after the Dobbs decision to actually take up the abortion issue and seek to overturn abortion in our state. We were able to do that, but I will tell you, it was one of the most arduous legislative journeys that I've been on. And when we came in to start that session, we were in a position where thousands of protesters were inside the Capitol and outside the Capitol. Now, on the upside, they came down and they let their voices be heard. On the downside, the voices that they chose to use were shrill. They were loud. They were obnoxious, largely. They were downright rude and vulgar. Folks that came out of the woodwork that were down there protesting in favor of abortion. There were a number of pro-lifers there as well, but I actually invited my wife and my four teenage children to come down that first day of session just to watch, because it's one thing to talk about it and to talk about circumstances from a distance. It's another thing to actually be on site in those kinds of heated scenarios and to see it live and in person. And one of the questions that I asked was, if you were to just kind of survey the landscape right now, what would you say the ratio is of those who are for abortion and those who are for life in terms of the number of people present? And to a person, my observant teenagers said about 10 to 1, and I think they're about right that first day. Now, the second day, there was a big rally here at our state capitol, and about 2,000 pro-lifers came down, and I was very, very grateful for that. But that first day and subsequent days through the session became a microcosm of one of the challenges that we face, not only as conservatives, but also challenges that we conservative elected officials face when trying to battle for the right principles on the inside of the system. And that is, a lot more times we need the cavalry to show up, right? We need folks that come down and support, come down and even testify in committee hearings and that kind of thing. And it's only through this combined effort that we will be able to actually advance values that we care about and values that are grounded in God's truth. And of course, we understand that at the end of the day, it's what's most important. How do we go about that? Well, those are some of the things that we're going to unpack with our time today and really try to figure out what can we do as Christians, as conservatives, to continue to try to make a difference. Because politics impacts every single aspect of our lives, whether we realize it or not. And a lot of folks may or may not realize that. They all, you know, everybody has an opinion about politics. The question is, are we willing to take the next step to be able to actually engage on these issues that matter? So my hope is you'll stick with us. We're going to have a great conversation today here on the Todd Huff Radio Show. Don't go away.
Listen to Todd's show on your way to work, but want to hear more? Don't miss a beat. Visit toddhuffshow.com/listen to catch the program anytime, anywhere.
All right, here we go.
I went to my first firearms auction a few years ago. It was hosted by TJ Freegee, one of my good friends from high school, who is a champion auctioneer and one of the best in the business. In spite of objections from liberal legislators, I walked away with a .22 rifle and a few boxes of ammunition. And I had a great afternoon with my grandpa that I won't soon forget. If you've ever wondered what treasure you could find in an auction, visit FreeGAuctioneers.com and take a look at their upcoming Central Indiana auction schedule. That's FreeGee, F-R-E-I-J-E, Auctioneers.com. Visit FreeGAuctioneers.com.
Hi, I'm TJ Freegee, owner and lead auctioneer at Freegee and Freegee Auctions and Marketing. I invite you to come see the power of live auctions. It's fast, it's fun, it's transparent, and it's the absolute best way to ensure you get fair market value for your asset today. Get results, go auction.
Are your health insurance premiums making you sick? There is a cure. With the ProLife Health Plan, your savings could be as much as 60%. The ProLife Health Plan allows you to enjoy the freedom of choosing any doctor, any hospital, anywhere. And their enrollment is open year-round. Just give Eric a call at 888-448-5370 or visit them online at iSellHealth.com. Better coverage at a better cost.
At Gray Hubler Auto Group, every day is a great day to buy a vehicle because every vehicle comes with the Greg Hubler Promise. On top of big savings, you'll also get scheduled maintenance included, complimentary roadside assistance, service pickup and drop-off, and a car wash with every service visit. Shop new Ford, Hyundai, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, plus tons of used makes and models across four Central Indiana locations. The Greg Hubler Promise comes with every vehicle purchase. Visit GregHublerAuto.com to learn more.
From concept to installation, Closet Concepts helps you simplify your life through leading-edge closet system designs and storage solutions that maximize space and fit your lifestyle, all while keeping your budget in mind. From custom closets and garage cabinets to mudroom lockers and pantries, we've been professionally designing and installing business and home closet systems for over 26 years. We offer free initial closet design consultations. Visit us online at closetconceptsinc.com. Let's get organized.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, call my good friend Scott Vierkamp. Scott and his team have been helping people with their real estate needs since 1992, and he has sold literally thousands of homes for good families just like yours. For all your real estate needs, call Scott Vierkamp today at 317-979-4663. That's 979-HOME.
Hey, this is John Crane here on the Todd Huff Radio Show. Good to have you back. We've been talking about why it's so important for us to, first of all, have an appreciation for the fact that we live here in the great United States of America and that we have the freedom to be able to self-advocate with our government and with our government officials. And I want to get into this a little further because, as I pointed out, in my role as a senator, oftentimes we have folks that have lots of opinions about politics but don't actually do much. I mean, there's a larger group of people that may actually show up at the ballot box on election day and cast their vote, and I think that is the most basic step that we should take in terms of our civic responsibility. But do we have any responsibility beyond that? As citizens here in the United States, oftentimes we talk about our rights, right? We want the rights to the kingdom, But do we understand that we have corresponding responsibilities to that same kingdom? That as our founders understood, we have to be actively engaged in the affairs of our day. And if COVID revealed anything a couple years ago, I always call it the great revealer. Once everybody was hunkered down and sheltering in place, and then everybody essentially became a homeschooling family, whether they wanted to be or not, you had a lot of parents who all of a sudden were on the front lines of their children's education. They were literally watching over the shoulder of what their children were learning and what they were being taught and all those kinds of things. You had it revealed, you know, where we are in terms of different laws that we have, even in the state of Indiana. Our governor was issuing a number of emergency orders, and so that revealed a whole host of things. Even churches, it revealed things like, you know, are we equipped to do online services and a whole host of things. And one of the things that it revealed, or one of the things that was a byproduct of the COVID experience, is that it awakened people to the affairs of their government in a whole new way. And I think that was a very good thing. But once we're awake, then what do we do? That's the question. Once we've gotten out of bed and we get up, stretch ourselves and get on with the day, where are we going and what are we doing? And when it comes to government, it's the exact same thing. What are we doing? If we are not involved in this process, it's not as if the public square is just going to stay empty in and of itself. It will be filled with somebody who has certain ideas and a certain agenda. And the question is, are those ideas, is that agenda, is that worldview the right one? And so when I think about that, one of the things that often is somewhat disheartening to me is the approach that too many people take, whether you're a Christian or not. Politics seems to do something to people. It's like our heads pop off when it comes to politics. You know, we would treat each other kindly at the coffee shop, at the grocery store, but as soon as we find out that you don't believe the way I do, all of a sudden it's like, cancel, you know, you're gone. And I see the same thing on all sides, right? Conservatives do it. Liberals certainly do it. Even in the church, I've seen this kind of version of Christian cancel culture. And we have to figure out how are we going to work well together, not only as human beings, but as Americans and as Christian leaders, what responsibility do we have to lead the way? I had a conversation with a group of parents who had become awakened through COVID and decided to get involved in their local school district. And so they started attending school board meetings. And of course, you know, maybe you're one of those that was attending these school board meetings or still are. It was like this perfect storm, right? You had school board members who'd been having these meetings on a regular basis for years and nobody bothered to show up. So they'd come in and they'd dutifully do their business and then they'd adjourn and come back for the next meeting the next time. Well, then all of a sudden you've got parents and community members that are charging into these meetings and they're all fired up and they are loud and some of them are obnoxious. And of course, those are the ones that get all the attention. But the very fact that you then had rooms that were packed with community members became a bit alarming to some of these school board members. Just from a human dynamic, let alone the accountability piece, right? And so you had folks on both sides that weren't quite sure what to do. And so this parent group met and they brought me in because I was going to be speaking at one of their big launch kickoff events, encouraging parents to be involved and that sort of thing. And so I agreed to meet with their leadership team. And we met for probably 2 or 3 hours. And the very first thing that the leader of this group said is, okay, so what do we do? I said, well, first of all, you got to be willing to stay in this thing for the long haul. Because making change in the political landscape just takes a lot of effort. It's an exercise in perseverance. You can't come in, kind of flash of the pan, get fired up, and then you know the energy and enthusiasm dissipates, and we're right back to square one. You got to stay in it for the long haul. As we began to have further conversation, you know, some of the issues that were really getting people fired up in that living room came out, and the language then that was being spoken was very much like we, they, us, them, like kind of we're the good guys, they're the bad guys. And I finally you know, just had to kind of help them understand. I said, look, they aren't the enemy, right? Whoever's on the other side, they are not the enemy. And one of the ladies in the room said, okay, well, who's the enemy? I said, well, you know, ignorance is the enemy. Bad ideas are the enemy. If we start demonizing the opposition, not only will we not be able to get anything done, but we certainly aren't going to be able to draw them to our position, which at the end of the day, if we believe our position is true and good for all people, we should want everybody to be a part of that. I happen to be on the National Board of Directors for the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, so I get the privilege of being able to hang out with some people who are a lot smarter than I am, including my good friend John Stonestreet. And John Stonestreet often says, ideas have consequences and bad ideas have victims. And he's exactly right. Every idea has a certain consequence, good or bad. But bad ideas end up having victims. The only question is, you know, the scale to which that bad idea is applied equals then that many more victims, depending on the size of the platform, right? If you have, for example, a despot or a communist dictator who is advancing ideas that are inconsistent with God's truth, then you have a history filled with literally millions of people who have died at the hands of these evil dictators. And so this idea that ideas have consequences and bad ideas have victims is important for us to understand. Because theoretically, if I can engage with somebody that I care about with the intent of trying to draw them to my way of thinking, then I should be going in, number one, with a thoughtful posture, and number two, if they're like-minded and they want to understand truth, right? If ignorance is the enemy, then truth is the ally. If they want to understand that, then theoretically we could turn from quote-unquote enemies to teammates, to allies, to two people trying to kind of figure this life out together. And that, in my opinion, is exactly what we should be about. It's too easy to demonize the opposition. And we see this all the time across the airwaves, across social media. Every available platform, everybody's trying to elevate themselves and denigrate the opposition. And so if you go out and you talk to people today about the need for civil engagement and all these kinds of things, I have yet to find somebody respond to that and say to me, no, I think we're all doing a great job of being civil to one another, right? It's the opposite. People nod their heads all the time when I bring this up. Yes, you're right. You know, things are as bad as they've ever been. And of course, then what are we modeling to the next generation about what it means to be thoughtfully engaged with one another? I mean, think about this. Where are we even having conversations that are civil? I mean, where are we having these kinds of platforms where we can engage with one another? It certainly isn't happening on social media. It may be happening in a classroom. I would say it used to happen in Sunday school classes and churches, but even the whole Sunday school model is being replaced. And so where is it that we're actually able to come together and have these kinds of conversations? We better start having them. We better start figuring it out. Otherwise, we're going to continue to just kind of be entrenched on either sides of the field, armed and ready to come charging at each other and just hope that we're standing at the end. We've got to come together. What is it that makes us uniquely American? What is it that makes us uniquely human? Where are the points of common ground and commonality? That doesn't mean that we justify and validate bad ideas. It just means that we should be on an education mission, right? A mission of trying to educate as many people as possible and help them to be able to understand that there is the right path to the truly good life. There's a lot of options in the world. We know that. But there is the right path to the truly good life. We're going to come back in just a few minutes and talk further about that. And I'm going to start with the context that I live in, where I have advocates coming in and lobbyists all the time. and unpack this important thing, because that's the only way we're going to be able to understand where that path is and how to get there. So don't go away. This is John Crane on the Todd Huff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Had enough of the cancel culture? Why not fight back by directly supporting the advertisers who make this program possible? Visit supportouradvertisers.com to give those who help bring this program to you the opportunity to earn your business. Find out more about businesses like Gray Brothers Cafeteria, R&R Products, and Reformation by supporting supportouradvertisers.com today.
We called Kitchen Solvers of North Indianapolis. Guess what? They solved the problem we were having with our kitchen remodel. I guess sometimes the name does say it all. They kept us informed every step of the way. And they're a veteran-owned business with lots of positive reviews. Give Kitchen Solvers of North Indianapolis a call at 463-230-7510 for your kitchen remodel. We're glad we did.
In this economy, folks are afraid to spend money, and who can blame them? Fortunately, Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing experts know your HVAC and plumbing needs can't wait on Washington's spending problem. That's why Economy has partnered with Trane to provide 0% financing to Morgan and surrounding counties for up to 72 months. That's roughly 3 congressional terms. Don't let today's economy stop you from calling 317-831-5279 or visit economyheatingandair.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. 800-662-3890. 800-662-3890. 800-662-3890. That's 800-662-3890. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you concerned about your investments? Intrepid Financial has been educating, customizing, and servicing Hoosier investment portfolios since 1998. Our family-owned and operated business builds strong bonds with our clients. When you call, we answer the phone, always ready to walk you through your investment strategy. Intrepid means without fear. We want our clients to be fearless, to feel secure with their investments. Give us a call at 317-818-1776 or visit us online at intrepidfinancial.com.
Your home's roof is important, but nobody gets excited about a new one, unless you're Three Kings Roofing and Construction. This veteran, family-owned, and operated Christian business is all about it. A lifetime warranty on all their projects. They even donate 1% of your project's profit to the Wounded Warrior Project. As an Owens Corning preferred contractor, they are qualified and ready to help you meet your home's construction needs. Visit their website at threekingsroofs.com.
Ugh, not again. When glass breaks, don't worry, call the Guru. From simple repairs to modern upgrades, the Glass Guru is your one-stop solution for all your glass repair and replacement needs. Window and door glass, mirrors, screens, tabletops, in-glass pet doors, and more. Call the Glass Guru today, 317-742-9504, or theglassguru.com, 317-742-9504, or theglassguru.com. Restore, repair, replace. The Glass Guru.
Hey, this is John Crane on the Todd Huff Radio Show. We're back. We've been having a conversation about how we can come together and try to find the right path forward. Because certainly as we look at the state of things in the United States of America and even in our respective states and communities, there's a lot of work to be done. And we can't afford to sit on the sidelines and leave that work to somebody else. I think about that in the context of my role as a senator here in Indiana. And one of the things that I share with groups all the time is the dilemma that presents itself on virtually every issue. Here's how it plays out. So I'll be sitting in my office and I will have lobbyist A or advocate A on whatever the bill is, come in and talk to me, and they present their case. And, of course, they always conclude with, "Now, Senator Crane, we need to do the right thing." And then literally minutes later on my next meeting, lobbyist B or advocate B on the same bill comes in and makes the opposite case, and they conclude with, "Senator Crane, we need to do the right thing." And I basically say, "Yes, we do." But of course, it begs the question, what is the right thing? How do we know? Well, the reality is, especially in my world where it's all about kind of political advocacy or public policy, the right thing becomes whatever you've decided it to be. And that's really no different than what we see happening across the cultural landscape, right? I do a lot of leadership training with teenagers and with adults, and just had a conversation with a group of young leaders earlier this week and posed that question, right? How do you see this play out? Well, it plays out in verbiage like, "Hey, you do you," or "embrace your truth," those kinds of things. Well, I like that idea, right? I'd love to embrace my own truth and just be able to live my life however I want if I were going to tap into my base level humanness. But I don't live on a deserted island by myself, devoid of any other human beings. I actually live with other people, and I interact with other people on a regular basis, both in human interactions and vehicle interactions on the interstate. So the idea of that I can do whatever I want doesn't work within a civilized culture. It does work in a culture where the powerful are in power and everybody else is living at their whim. But in a civilized culture, there should be mutual respect for one another. Well, as soon as I have to take somebody else into account, whether it's my wife, my kids, my colleagues, whoever it is, then it begs the question, okay, what's the right way forward? Well, as Christians, we understand that the Christian worldview is more than just what we might see on the coexist bumper sticker, right? It shows up on the coexist bumper sticker that we're all supposed to coexist. And of course, if you look at the T in coexist, the T represents Christianity. Nice idea. The problem is that Christianity doesn't allow itself to be put on the same plane as everybody else. Christianity, by definition, according to how God established the world, stands head and shoulders above everything else. It is not just a slice of reality. The Christian worldview is reality. The better we understand that, the better we'll be able to understand how the world truly works. Here's the problem. Just recently, and I think this was back in May, the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, which is headed by George Barna, came out with this very alarming study. They found that just 37% of Christian pastors in the United States have a biblical worldview. Just 37%. I saw this play out firsthand here in Indiana. We had a bill last session that had to do with fairness in women's sports. So the issue is whether or not biological males who have transitioned should be able to compete in female sports. And the bill was protecting female athletes. Normally at a committee hearing, we have about 10 people that show up. And of those 10, maybe one represents a citizen. At this committee hearing, we had 45 people that came to testify. And roughly the numbers were about 40 who testified against the bill. So they were in favor of transgendered athletes being able to compete in women's sports, and about five or six that came to testify in favor of the bill. Now, of those five or six, the attorney general was represented. There was a lawyer from out of state, from Alliance Defending Freedom, who came in. There was a mother. There was a father. There was actually a transgendered female. So it would be a biological male who came to testify and say that this is not fair, that biological males, he said, should compete with males and women with women. And there were actually three pastors that came to testify as well. They were part of the 40 that testified against the bill, and they represented their different faiths. And to me, it was, again, a case study in some of the issues that the church has to understand. If we are going to help people understand not only how to live their life, but the implications of that life in terms of the ripple effect of how we live out our faith, we can't do that if we don't understand the Christian worldview. And if our pastors, our Christian pastors, are struggling to understand the Christian worldview and its implications, then why should we be surprised that the average citizen in our pews, the average congregant, is also having trouble understanding the application of that for their lives, for their families, for their children? It would be easy for us to just kind of sit in our pews and read our Bibles and sing our songs and pray our prayers and then go on and live our life and then come back next week if that's what the only thing that God expected of us. But God expects, I believe, so much more than that. And so we want to unpack that in the last few minutes that we have together today is what are the implications for the Christian worldview in terms of all of my life? How far out does my Christian faith extend? Is it just me and God? Is it just me and my family? Is it just me and my neighbor across the fence? Or is it more than that? Don't go away. We'll pick this conversation up in just a few minutes. John Crane here on the Todd Huff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Had enough of the cancel culture? Why not fight back by directly supporting the advertisers who make this program possible? Visit supportouradvertisers.com to give those who help bring this program to you the opportunity to earn your business. Find out more about businesses like Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, Care to Change, and Interior Construction Services by visiting supportouradvertisers.com today.
In this economy, folks are afraid to spend money, and who can blame them? Fortunately, Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing experts know your HVAC and plumbing needs can't wait on Washington's spending problem. That's why Economy has partnered with Trane to provide 0% financing to Morgan and surrounding counties for up to 72 months. That's roughly 3 congressional terms. Don't let today's economy stop you from calling 317-831-5279 or visit economyheatingandair.com. Our healthcare system is a mess, but you don't have to be one of its victims. How? By exercising your power of choice. Choose to be treated as an individual and not just a number. Choose to partner with a doctor who proactively helps you stay healthy. Choose to heal with Alpha Omega Wellness. Visit alphaomegawellness.com to learn more about how you can take control of your health today. That's alphaomegawellness.com. Alpha Omega Wellness, making healthcare convenient, affordable, and personalized.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Are your health insurance premiums making you sick? There is a cure. With the Pro-Life Health Plan, your savings could be as much as 60%. The Pro-Life Health Plan allows you to enjoy the freedom of choosing any doctor, any hospital, anywhere. And their enrollment is open year-round. Just give Eric a call at 888-448-5370 or visit them online at iSellHealth.com. Better coverage at a better cost.
Hey, Indiana business professionals. You may have already heard about Jody Dowdle with Midwest Tax Group for help preparing your personal or small business tax returns. But did you know they also offer accounting services for businesses too? As a business owner, it can take too much time to keep track of your income and expenses properly. Let Jody and the team at Midwest Tax Group keep your books in order while you focus on growing your business. They can take your bank statements, credit card statements, payroll records, and check stubs and create easy-to-read, customized reports. 317-288-5260. Midwest Tax Group has four office locations in Castleton, Greenwood, Plainfield, and Greenfield, with evening and weekend appointments available. Their flat fee service includes all tax filings, and you'll never have any hidden fees. Schedule your appointment today at 317-288-5260 or visit their website at mwtaxgroup.com. Remember, call Midwest Tax Group for your business accounting services needs at 317-288-5260.
Hey, this is John Crane on the Todd Huff Radio Show. We're back, and just during the break, the producer, Jeremy, and I were having a conversation exactly about this, right? That if it's about your truth and my truth, then the question is, where does truth start? Where do we start? What is the baseline by which we can say, hey, let's start here and say this is right or this is wrong, and then build from there? Well, that's the real problem, right? Is if we as human beings want to buy into our own truth and you have your own truth, then I'm less inclined to give up my truth for the sake of the greater good, let's say. But that's why we can look to God, who has designed the system. He's created this system of truth, and all truth is ultimately found in Him. That's the truth. The path forward is a path that is grounded in the way that God would want us to live. And so that's why when we get into politics, for example, the issue is, how do we find the way forward? Well, we have to look to God's word and to Jesus' example to get some principles and some guidelines and framework to be able to understand and answer that question. The way this shows up for me in my role, and I've had this happen to me often, maybe you've heard this same phrase and this assumption, well, we can't legislate morality. And in fact, I've had colleagues say that. And I say, well, you know, I hear what you're saying, but isn't that what the very concept of law is, right? That when we put a law in place, it's basically saying we're going to do this or you're not allowed to do that. And it deals with do and don't do, or ought and ought not, right and wrong. If you abide by the law, then you're doing right. If you don't abide by the law, then you're doing wrong, and there will be consequences. So the question simply isn't whether or not we should legislate morality. The real challenge is, whose morality are we going to legislate? That's the essence of it. And when it comes down to it, if you scrape everything else away, what you have is a clash of worldviews. It really comes down to, you know, if you scrape away all the politics, you scrape away all the public policy and all that, you get down to some core ideas. That is exactly why Christians have to be in this space, right? I used to think that missionaries were overseas in Africa. In fact, I'm going to be heading to Africa in a few weeks with my good friend Matt Barnes, who's the chaplain there at the State House, and we're going to be speaking to faith leaders from at least 20 different African countries who are seeking to get engaged with their government officials in their respective countries. And our whole goal with this is to try to help do some leadership training for them so that they can make a difference. But when I was growing up, I used to think, well, in order for me to be a good Christian, a true Christian, I've got to go to sub-Saharan Africa and live in a hut somewhere. And I never really felt called to Africa. I felt called here to the United States because there's some challenges that we needed to address here. I came to discover as I've gotten older that we're all missionaries. It's just a matter of where is your mission field right now. Maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a businessman. You know, maybe you're in the dark Babylon of politics, right? But we're all in a missions context. Are we on mission? What does it mean to be on mission? That's the challenge for all of us. And if we have adopted what I think is a false assumption that my faith really is just personal and private between me and God, then we don't understand the implications of our faith for all of life. It begs this question. Is there any part of life within the human experience where God has nothing to say about how we should live? Is there any part of our life where we say, well, you know, God doesn't really have anything to say about that? I get that God wants us to love our neighbor. I get that God wants us to provide clean water wells in Africa. I get that we should be kind to one another. I get that we parents should discipline our children. And I get that we should save babies, you know, and those kinds of things. But in this other area over here, no, God doesn't really have anything to say about that. Is that really true? No, I don't think it is. I just think that we've got to do the hard work of digging into God's word and trying to get a sense of what is it that God has to say about every single thing that is part of our human experience. And it does take work. And I think the church and I think our pastors and Christian leaders need to lead the way. We need to develop a theology of engagement, a theology of public engagement, a theology of politics. You know, what does God's word have to say about politics? If we recognize that politics is important, then why does it seem like it is one of the most neglected mission fields there are? And I will tell you, I'm blessed to be able to be surrounded by some other Christian leaders inside the system. And I'm so grateful for so many of my colleagues who are doing their best to live out their faith in that space. But I will also tell you this, it gets very lonely inside because there isn't a whole lot of support as much as we might need. And I say that not to try to put people on a guilt trip or make people feel bad. I just say the need is there, and we've got to lock arms if we care about these things. If we care about our country, if we care about our children, if we care about people, we've got to lock arms and get engaged at a different level. And that's my challenge, right? We're in a political election year this year right now, and so it's kind of forefront of people's minds. But it needs to be forefront of all of our minds, regardless of whether there's an election context that we're talking about it, because politics impacts every aspect of our lives. So I just want to challenge you with this. I want to challenge you to continue to pray, continue to try to figure out, okay, what does this mean for my life? And we'll be back here in just a few minutes to wrap up the show. Don't go away.
Had enough of the cancel culture? Why not fight back by directly supporting the advertisers who make this program possible? Visit supportouradvertisers.com to give those who help bring this program to you the opportunity to earn your business. Find out more about businesses like Ward's Apparel, Edwards Equipment, and Indiana Wooded Paradise Retreat by visiting supportouradvertisers.com today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with this free call. 800-524-1641. 800-524-1641. 800-524-1641. That's 800-524-1641.
If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, call my good friend Scott Vierkamp. Scott and his team have been helping people with their real estate needs since 1992, and he has sold literally thousands of homes for good families just like yours. For all your real estate needs, call Scott Vierkamp today at 317-979-4663. That's 979-HOME.
Wallace Construction is a family-owned business with 45 years' experience in asphalt, concrete, and seal coating. At Wallace Construction, our wide variety of experience and top-notch customer service have helped us build a strong reputation in Central Indiana. But we don't rest on that reputation. We build it, one job at a time. If you have an upcoming project, call us at 317-422-5356. That's Wallace Construction, 317-422-5356, and ask for Richard or Roger.
We called Kitchen Solvers of North Indianapolis. Guess what?
They solved the problem we were having with our kitchen remodel. I guess sometimes the name does say it all. They kept us informed every step of the way. And they're a veteran-owned business with lots of positive reviews. Give Kitchen Solvers of North Indianapolis a call at 463-230-7510 for your kitchen remodel. We're glad we did.
Ugh, not again. When glass breaks, don't worry, call the Guru. From simple repairs to modern upgrades, the Glass Guru is your one-stop solution for all your glass repair and replacement needs. Window and door glass, mirrors, screens, tabletops, in-glass pet doors, and more. Call the Glass Guru today, 317-742-9504, or theglassguru.com, 317-742-9504, or theglassguru.com. Restore, repair, replace. The Glass Guru.
The Energy Cost Index rose 29.3% over just the last year. At Commercial Service, Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, we know you're concerned about the rising cost of your utility bills. Give us a call today at 812-339-9114 or online at commercialservice.com and let us help you minimize the price shock on your next energy bill. Commercial Service. Commercial grade service for your home.
Hey, this is John Crane, and it's been a pleasure to be with you today. I just want to leave you with this final thought. Many of you probably heard when Benjamin Franklin came out of the Constitutional Convention and Mrs. Powell said, "What have you given us, Dr. Franklin, a monarch or a republic?" And he famously said, "A republic if you can keep it." He and the founders understood that we have a responsibility to be informed and engaged on the issues of our day. And that is the only way that our republic will survive. I opened the show today talking about some immigrants who recently came to the United States. And I will tell you that it's a good thing we have an immigration problem. No, not that we need to not fix some things, but as long as we have an immigration problem, it tells us that there's hope for the future, that there are still things here in the United States that people will sacrifice life and limb to get here. If we cease to have an immigration problem, then I think we are truly done for. And so I would just challenge all of you to say, okay, what is it that I need to do? What is my responsibility to this gift that I've been given to be able to live in this great United States of America? Hey, thank you so much for the privilege of being with you today. If I can ever be of help to any of you, feel free to come find me at craneleadership.org. I'd be happy to interact with you, or if you've got somebody you'd like me to come talk to, I'd be happy to do that. And as always, we're glad to be with you here on the Todd Huff Radio Show, and we will look forward to seeing you next time, hopefully sooner than later. Let's leave for good. Thank you.
In this economy, folks are afraid to spend money. And who can blame them? Fortunately, Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing experts know your HVAC and plumbing needs can't wait on Washington's spending problem. That's why Economy has partnered with Trane to provide 0% financing to Morgan and surrounding counties for up to 72 months. That's roughly 3 congressional terms. Don't let today's economy stop you from calling 317-831-5279 or visit economyheatingandair.com. Our healthcare system is a mess, but you don't have to be one of its victims. How? By exercising your power of choice. Choose to be treated as an individual and not just a number. Choose to partner with a doctor who proactively helps you stay healthy. Choose to heal with Alpha Omega Wellness. Visit alphaomegawellness.com to learn more about how you can take control of your health today. That's alphaomegawellness.com. Alpha Omega Wellness, making healthcare convenient, affordable, and personalized. Did you know that over 20,000 chimney fires are reported annually? That's not counting chimney fires that go unreported. Routine maintenance and sweeping can be overlooked by homeowners, but maintaining a chimney is far cheaper than repairing one. Routine maintenance and sweeping can be overlooked by homeowners, but maintaining a chimney is far cheaper than repairing one. Luckily, Smalling Masonry has a team of certified professionals that build and maintain chimneys from the ground up. They know what to look for in all those soot-filled nooks and crannies. Visit SmallingMasonry.com, that's SmallingMasonry.com, or call 317-903-8121.